Welcome back, guys, to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. I'm glad to be back. I don't know about you guys, but we are essential as fuck. Broadcasting from the situations. I don't even know what the room you call this, honeys. What room is this?
Well, we call it the podcast room because that's all we do in here.
I love it. Okay. It's officially named the podcast room.
Facts.
So what are we going to get into today, honey? Half the country is reopening.
Yeah.
And the other half is not open.
I have to say, it's really interesting out in the streets right now.
It definitely is.
Mike is a homebody, so he stays home a lot. However, I'm kind of like the supply run person. I'm like the Rick Grimes of our quarantined family.
Yeah.
So I go out into the streets and venture into Costco.
For supply runs, yeah.
And occasionally Mike joins, but he hasn't joined in a week or so. But I was out today just doing some errands and dropping food off to each of our family members.
Oh, so nice. I love it when we do that.
Yeah. We make sure to try to do that here and there and help them out a few times a week so that we can just, you know, spread the positivity and try to share
good deeds. Positive attracts positive.
Yeah. So I was doing that today. It was a beautiful day out minus a random ass what is it called? Hailstorm?
A tornado. There was a tornado happening in the streets.
I thought I was going to get swooped up by a tornado on my way home. And there was a massive hailstorm to the point where I was chatting with one of my friends on the phone. I had to hang up the phone because it was so loud, like you couldn't hear anything. And it just felt like one of those crazy Florida summer storms.
Uh-huh.
But it was hail.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to know what was happening in the streets today. Are there a lot of people out?
Yeah, so that was where I was going with this. There are tons of vehicles on the road right now.
Uh-huh.
Tons.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking, and I'm not used to that because we've been in lockdown and quarantine. So when I go on my supply runs, the streets are usually, you know, easy street, moving around, nothing crazy on the road. And it's pretty much back to New Jersey drivers. And a lot of heavy merging and a lot of changing lanes with no signals and a lot of chaos. And wait. I just remembered what I also saw a ton on the parkway today.
You saw murder hornets?
No. Guess.
I
saw a ton of them, and it's the first day I've seen a ton of them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's early for this time of year, but not if you think about quarantine because everything's closed.
I don't know.
New York plates.
Oh my God! Everywhere. I did see some New York plates today too.
Yeah, so
people are traveling.
I'm not hating on it. It's just an observation that I have not seen lots of New York plates at all this year yet until today. Like next to me, in front of me, adjacent to me, on both left and right. I was at a light on Shrewsbury Avenue. All New York plates getting off the Parkway.
Well, I want to know, were these people wearing masks when they were driving? Because when I'm driving, I'll be honest with you, I'm raw dogging it. I do not have a mask on while I'm driving, and I do see people to my left and to my right of me, and they are fully masked up in the car by themselves, and I'm thinking to myself, what is the line of thinking for this as you are by yourself in the car?
Listen, I don't think that it's required in the vehicle, obviously. You should be getting some air and letting the airflow move within your car and just having that airflow on your face.
I agree because I don't like wearing the mask. Anytime that I do wear a mask, it kind of bothers me a bit. I told you
the
other day when I wore a mask for a couple hours, it kind of bothered me.
And I told you, imagine how the essential workers feel, because my sister and my mom not only have to wear a mask, their shifts are 12 hours, and that's a normal shift, 7 to 7.
Yeah.
They usually are working overtime past their shift, and they're double, tripled masked. They have shields over their masks. They have poncho-type things on. And then also the other essential workers that are in the grocery stores as well. Although I do see, like, the guy who pumped my gas today.
Did he have a mask on?
He had a mask on, but his nose was outside of the mask.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw this meme, but there's an excellent meme out there that says if you're wearing your mask like that with your nose outside of it, that's like wearing underwear with your penis hanging out over it.
Okay. All right, listen, you know, humans are very interesting beings, and we know that. But you didn't explain to me what you think the rationale is to driving with a mask in the car, by yourself. No, I'm not. I'm not going to knock it. All I want to do is understand it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Early in quarantine, when there were not many people on the roads, every car I drove by had covered masks. So I think people were really scared and they were not taking no risks. Now I think most people have the mask off.
Anytime in the car. Okay.
So they can have a break and a breather and mm-hmm. get some fresh air. The people that are keeping it on, they're either one of two things, I think. I think one, they're really concerned and extremely worried.
Anytime they're out of the house.
Exactly. Okay. They're not leaving their house often. So when they do, from start to finish, until when they walk out the door until they walk back into their house, they are sealed up.
So would you call that the fear zone? Okay, because there's a difference between...
If you're in your car, yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. There's a difference between being educated, following, you know, CDC guidelines, and then going above and beyond and wearing a mask by yourself. Right. That's similar, I saw a meme, to being in the bedroom by yourself wearing a condom.
you should have sent me that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, I have to say, you know... Well, there's a second part, I think. So the first part is you're in the fear zone. You're living way too hard in that fear zone. Uh-huh. You need to let go a little bit, okay? Because there's a lot of things you can't control. You need to let go a little bit. I think the second part may be people that are consistently in and out of the car really fast and they don't want to keep putting it on and off. Like me today, I was making three different drop-offs at three different family residences. I had a checkup appointment this morning. I took Mosey to the groomer. So I was in and out a lot. So I could see if someone was making multiple quick stops to keep it on real quick.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it's one of two things.
Because New Jersey is, we are scheduled to open in June. I think June 6th. That is if we don't have any more...
June 6th? That's the date now?
I believe June 6th is in case they don't have any more delays.
That's phase two, so that's everything, right?
I don't have all the information. I believe this... to be honest with you, on June 6th, I think they're going to push it back to July 4th. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying.
Well, it's interesting because I think what people don't realize is when they release the quarantine and they start opening places, mm-hmm. people think that it's safe.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. what the facts of the matter are is that they're reopening things slowly because our hospitals are no longer overrun.
Yes.
And there's just room for you now in the ICU.
Yes.
Should you get
my God. Oh, God, so God forbid. Exactly. Tell them what your mom said.
Yeah. So my mother's a respiratory therapist, which if you don't know what that is, and she works in the hospital in the ER. She's actually a floater. So she goes to all different floors, but she's mostly in the ER. All of her patients during this entire 3-month pandemic have been COVID patients. And she is the person who actually puts you on the ventilator, the breathing tube. That's her sole job. She monitors that. She puts you on and off it. So every day she had consistently said it's worse, worse, worse. We checked in with her on Mother's Day and she said it's finally getting manageable. However, it's still really, really terrible. Mm-hmm. And instead of having 80 people on ventilators, which is, just to put into perspective,
55.
That's insane.
Yeah.
She has about 55 steady on the ventilator, which is still horrible. But that does free up a few in case someone else happens to need to go on a ventilator. And that's the only reason they are slowly opening things up because God forbid you get that sick. You can be treated in our hospitals. I think you still need to be cautious.
I still think that there's some things that we're not being told, to be honest with you. And also, I also believe that there will be a second wave as well. I mean, God forbid, I hope not, but I think there will be. And I think that's why we will be slow to join the reopening.
Yeah, I mean, we are lucky in the sense that we can do this podcast from home.
Yep.
We can run a few of our other businesses from home. We are trying to figure out filming.
Scheduling. I mean, yeah, of course. We would love to film our new season of Jersey Shore. And we'd also love to start our new development project that we have with MTV, which is centered around recovery. We'd mm-hmm. love to start that. But
we're not going to put ourselves or other people at risk.
Exactly.
For entertainment purposes. That's just the fact of the matter. So I think everyone should remain cautious, stay informed, but try to not live in that fear zone.
Exactly. And like you said before, hon, just because they are slowly reopening the country does not mean that everything is safe to go about as normal. I mean, in the game of chess, the pawns go first. Okay? I don't want to hit you real quick with quotes and stuff.
But see what he did there.
But have a discerning ear.
What if I told you guys that you could get a high-quality, organic, non-GMO groceries delivered to your door for a lot less than you're paying now and help out families in need at the same time? That's what I'm doing now since I discovered Thrive Market. As a proud Thrive Market member, I get the products that I love, and my paid membership provides a free one for someone in need. This can be to a low-income family, a teacher, a veteran, or even a first responder. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and its values. Things like paleo, keto, plant-based, vegan, they have everything you need. So for me, their organic quality is really important in our kitchen. As a member, I'm saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. So here's the sitch. Listeners can try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. All you have to do is go to thrivemarket.com/situation. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order. You're welcome. That's thrivemarket.com/situation to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 towards your first order. thrivemarket.com/situation. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/situation. Everybody can really use some lighthearted, good, heavy laugh out loud, like belly laughs, like those kind of laughs that just like soothe your soul. Or at least I feel like for me, laughing is sometimes the best medicine.
Well, you know,
and
what?
And my husband just said something that reminded me heavily of it. So I'm going to plug it. Free plug.
Exactly.
For Netflix.
Oh, I thought, you know what, guys? I thought she was about to plug the TV show that I've been on for the past 10 years, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation.
Oh, my 8, God. 7 well, Central, that's like a given.
Only on MTV, guys. You will definitely get some laugh out loud fun.
Yeah, every last Thursday. Week was pretty crazy.
And tell them, we are the number one show on cable right now, 2 weeks in a row.
Yes. I wish I had a button, like if I was in a real studio, where you could be like, yeah, and like the crowd yelling yeah, or yeah. clapping.
Before,
because that's amazing.
Exactly. Before we were the number one reality show and certain news channels would beat us. But the past couple weeks, we've
been full-blown number one.
We have risen above. We are number one TV show on Thursday night. So kudos to us. Now back to my wife's other suggestion on Netflix, which is?
Yeah, so Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yes. Very.
His new special is
very
out.
Funny. Very funny.
I'm sure it, I don't remember the name of it, but it's on like the Explore page when you first open Netflix. It's a new edition.
What, didn't he get paid like
$150 million.
Oh, my goodness.
I think for that one, plus they bought with the same Comedians and Cars.
Comedians and Coffee and Cars.
Comedians getting Coffee and Cars. Comedians and Cars getting coffee. I love that show too.
It's such a simple concept, and I love it. I really do. And that's genius. What it's all about. You know, simple concepts with awesome content. It's really what it is.
Yeah. So his new special is literally laugh out loud.
Definitely.
On the floor. When I laugh really hard, my eyes tear. Mm-hmm. I had like tears streaming down my face the whole time, to the point where Mosey, our dog, kept looking back at me and being like, is she all right? Like, Dad, is she okay, Dad? Is something happening to her? Because I couldn't stop laughing.
Speaking of Mosey, tell them that Mosey is not with us right now. He is getting... Well, listen. God forbid. Listen, Mosey is getting groomed. He hasn't been groomed in about 3 months.
Yes, groomer reopened.
The groomer finally reopens.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, God bless her. We can't wait because Mosey loves when he gets groomed. And who doesn't like to take a shower?
I know.
You know? Come on. Speaking of.
We did give him little baths here and there, but I don't know how to cut his hair, so.
Speaking of, I don't want to switch subjects real quick, and we're going to go right back to Jerry Seinfeld. But my wife informed me today, which is insane, that there was a poll on the internet. How many times do you shower per day, if at all?
No.
Okay? And I'm telling you right now, guys, I take about three.
Yeah.
I take one when I wake up, One after my workout and one before I go to sleep.
Yeah, this is something that I see circulating on the gram quite often, okay? I follow a few bloggers that I really love and influencers, and they often interact with the following all the time. So they're always taking polls, conversating, whatever. So this morning I saw a comment below what your new shower routine is, because with quarantining, some people are you evening or morning? And I stared at this caption and I said, evening, wait a minute.
Or morning.
There's sometimes days that are going. Now, if you have children, that's a different story. Because yes. We don't have children yet. And I don't know that world.
And we're big into self-care.
I can imagine things getting hectic and crazy.
And we don't want to shower shame you. So any of our listeners that maybe take one shower per day or maybe
one every other day.
Well, listen, I hope that our subscribers and listeners do give us some feedback on this particular situation, because I am intrigued.
Please send us a DM on Here's the Sitch podcast on IG. Because I would love to know this information. I'm actually going to probably put up a poll after this episode to see what you guys are thinking. Because here is our theory about showering. So back in my last career, when I commuted to the city and was a luxury fashion buyer, I mean, I was in New York City every day on public transportation. Mm-hmm. I would shower every single night before I got in bed, and I'd also shower first thing in the morning to wake myself up. The morning shower wasn't really necessarily enjoyable. It was more of a shock to my system to be like, wake the F up, you know, get yourself together and get on that bus and get to work.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lounging steam enjoying myself. Okay. Uh-huh. It was just getting up. But now being in my 30s and having like really good skincare routine and just like taking care of my body.
Taking pride in that shower.
Yeah. Being proud of like, you know, my own routine.
Meditation.
I have to shower at minimum twice a day. More often than not, we take 3 showers a day, because both of us will shower first thing in the morning before we do anything. Then the day goes on. I obviously will get a workout in.
Yeah.
I will shower immediately after the workout, because it's very unhealthy to be eating or doing anything in that sweat. It's just not good for you and you stink. That's gross.
Oh, no.
So I shower immediately after the workout. And then, even if I'm lounging in the house, we have a good habit where we make sure to shower before bed, because I think it relaxes you.
And it sets the tone as well for the night.
It does set the tone for the evening.
It's almost like you're washing the day off of you.
Yes. And that's the other big thing I want to get to. For me, if I have left my house, even to go to the grocery store, pre-COVID, okay, pre-quarantine, if I was shopping in a grocery store and had lotions on and deodorant and just picking up the pollution of the state of New Jersey that we live in, one of the most highly densely populated places, I'm coming home and I'm showering before I get in my bed, guys.
Yes. I don't know. Listen, there are other people out there, you know, and they have their own way of doing things. I want to hear some feedback.
I want to hear other points of view that like shed light on what works for them.
Well, for me, I'll be honest with you, being sober.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Being sober, I have taken the shower to a whole new level. Mm. It is like an event for me.
Yep.
Okay, I go into the shower, I'm stretching. Okay. I am meditating. Sometimes I'm doing squats in the shower, I am warming up for my workout, warming up for my day. So I really enjoy the shower. If I can take, you know, between 10 to 20 minute showers in the morning, that's probably the average. But I really enjoy it. And then I take it to a whole another level. After taking a hot shower, I'll take the temperature down. Okay, down to cool.
Yes, I like to do that too.
Almost cold.
It's really good for the skin,
okay? Yeah. And it's very simple. You'd be amazed what a good shower will do you for stress, depression, anxiety, just your day.
Well,
that's the simplest of coping mechanisms that I want to explain to you guys, is a shower. And really get in there and enjoy yourself. The water will make you feel good. And if you think about it, you're like, you know what? When I wasn't feeling good or when I was sick, I didn't want to shower. But when I decided to jump in the shower when I was not feeling well and I was sick and I had that cold, I felt a lot better. So,
It's really simple, but it really takes a while to like adhere to that principle and add it to your routine and schedule. But once you do, it's pretty epically life-changing. So it might feel like a chore to get in the shower before bed or something, but just try it and like you won't be able to turn back. telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
That, and that second or third time is just worth
it. It's the simplest things in life that sometimes get overlooked that are so, like, you know, basic that we forget sometimes, like a good shower. You know, a lot of the times when you have a headache, do you want to know what the reason is? You know what it is.
Yeah, I need to drink water.
You're dehydrated.
That's why I have a water bottle with me at all times.
Okay, and another thing, which I don't want to beat a dead drum, or what do they say, a dead horse? I don't even know what it is. But if you are depressed or you have anxiety or self-doubt, a lot of the times is if you're not exercising, that could be the reason. And a good way to fight self-doubt, anxiety, depression, all those things is exercise, a good diet, rest, 8 hours of sleep, air, you know, a good shower, those simple things that we forget about. And when I got sober, I learned all that.
Yeah.
It's just like the simple things. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah. It's like you have to think about it like if you're someone who has a glass of wine at the end of a really hard work day or a stressful time and you're not an addict, that's totally fine. That's your relaxation. That's your coping mechanism. That's something that comforts you, mm-hmm. warms you from the inside out and lets you relax and just get into your relaxation mode and your tone for the evening. Well, Mike doesn't drink. I really don't drink at all anymore. I'm kind of deciding that I just really
dislike it. Tell them what happens when you finally do have that little glass of wine. Sometimes you do have it once in a while. And after she has it, she's like, oh my God, I'm never doing it again. Now I have a headache. Now my eyes are hurting me. My sinus cavities are hurting me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And guys, I don't overdo it. That's off of one glass of wine at dinner or like two glasses of wine.
Alcohol is a wine is a depressant.
A depressant, and I'm allergic to everything that grows, which is also why I sound very congested now, because this is the springtime. May is one of the roughest months for me.
Yep.
Allergy wise, so I'm also allergic to every tree that grows. So I think I'm just allergic to wine in general. It just doesn't work well for me. I try to enjoy it once in a blue, but every time I do. Like he said, I'm like, why did I do that? That was the worst thing ever. Now my day sucks. Next morning.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to make this better until the next day.
Yeah.
So I think I've stayed away from it since my birthday.
You got to turn that L into a lesson. And listen, there are some people out there that can have some alcohol, some wine. They enjoy themselves. But let's just state the facts here.
It's
a depressant. It's going to cause you to be intoxicated. It's going to cause you to make bad decisions. It's going to cause you to affect your appetite. It's going to affect when you go to sleep. It's going to affect your sex life probably as well. It affects everything. So you need to understand that one little decision it's going to trickle down and affect everything else. I kind of want to talk about distractions. Okay? Now, the definition of a distraction is something that's going to take you away from your peace. Something that is going to take you away from living your best life and being your best self. Mm-hmm. Honey, I want you to start naming some distractions, because a lot of people out there don't know that there are things in their life that are distractions and they don't even know it.
Any kind of discord or dysfunctional relationship with the family.
Oh my
member.
God, very good. Toxic relationships, ding, 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 ding. A very big distraction that a lot of people don't even know that they have control over such.
But I think specifically with a family member, because it's someone that you're not ever going to, you're not, hopefully don't have to cut out of your life for good, but you have to
you have to recognize it and you have to put up a boundary. And you have to understand that if this is taking you away from your peace, if this is taking you away from you living your best life, being your best self, I mean, the ultimate goal, to be honest with you, is happiness. The ultimate goal is really, let's just say, enlightenment or a higher frequency or vibration, as I call it.
I think it's mindfulness. So it's all of that. But
yes.
It's being able to enjoy the present moment.
Yes.
Regardless of what happened prior to it, what's going to happen in the future, and regardless of where you are on your goals of accomplishing them. When you achieve a goal, you're not, that's a destination. So you could check that off your list, but there never should be an end result when you're like, oh, I achieved everything. I'm going to sit down on this couch and I'm never going to, you know, challenge myself or evolve or grow.
Let's just tell them it's all about the journey. Tell them it's all about the journey. It is not about the destination.
Exactly. It's about the experiences you're making along the way.
Don't get me started on materialistic things, because I'm seeing all these people in the news with, you know, carrying around money and watches and things like that, and just very, you know, I guess it's on their brand, but I'm not even going to get into it on this podcast. But I think next week I'm going to dive into, you know, reckless, careless behavior that I'm seeing in the media that maybe I used to be like.
Oh my God. You know? Were like that guy.
I was that guy. But that was my brand back in the day. I was that villain that you would love to hate.
But you also were a very lost soul.
I was. You were not. And I love the way you pointed it out, lost soul. Because
you were trying to buy your happiness.
Yeah. I see a lot of young guys in the industry right now that are lost.
They think if they get that presidential role, they're going to be so happy.
But also, you have to think of another perspective, that it is their brand. So it's almost like a double-edged sword, that they're pushing this reckless
behavior. They think if they take that away, they're not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have to find purpose within yourself and realize that your creativity, whether you're an artist, a musician, a rapper, an actor, yourself in some kind of reality format. Like, you are that person. Nothing that you put on or drive or purchase is amplifying who you are once you're true to yourself. But while you have that facade and that mask on and you're concealing a part of you to your fan base in the world, that's always, I think, conflicting where that can all come crumbling down because it's a mask, it's not real.
I have been there, and I've had the millions, I've had the Lamborghinis, the Ferraris, all at once, the Porsches and all that stuff, and none of that stuff impresses me right now. You want to know what impresses me?
What?
Is lifting others up, helping other people, being kind, helping.
Being nice to the people who, like, being nice to people that can't, what's that saying?
Being kind to those that can't help themselves, or being fighting for those that can't fight for themselves, giving hope to those that are hopeless. At the end of the day, you know, materialistic things don't really impress me, you know.
And I think it's like the old saying of like how you treat someone who you think can't do anything for you. So like how you treat someone that, you know, maybe can't think of an example.
Well, honey, listen, we just wet their beak here because I want to get into this next week.
Okay.
All right.
So that was just a little preview.
This is just a little preview. And if you've seen The Godfather, okay, you'll know the phrase wet the beak, okay? I gave you guys a little taste. This is something that we're going to get into next week. About reckless and careless behavior you know, some of the younger artists are maybe pushing today. Do I see right through it? Yes. Am I a hater? No.
He has a lot of experience.
I have a lot of experience in that, and that reckless, careless behavior will catch up to you real fucking quick.
Honey, so you know sleep is really important to us, and it just is one of the main things to have us have a healthy life, right?
I mean, if you're going to invest in anything, BDS will tell you to invest in your sleep.
Yes, and that's exactly what we did. So are you guys not able to sleep with today's politics and this crazy pandemic with what's happening in the world?
Insane.
I've been having some hard nights being up all night sleeping. So what we did was we invested in our mattress, which is investing in your happiness.
I mean, yeah, you guys are sleeping on it 6 to 8 hours a night, so you might as well invest in it.
Yeah, so we found Helix Sleep, and we are so happy to share the news about it. Helix Sleep actually has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Whether you're a side sleeper, a hot sleeper, if you like a plush or firm bed, we actually love firm. With Helix, there's no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Helix Sleep was even awarded number one best overall mattress picks of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazine. That is an awesome situation, guys. Mike and I took the quiz and we were matched with a Firm Helix mattress because we wanted something that felt comfortable for us since we both sleep on our backs and sometimes sides. We've been sleeping on it for about a month now and we are absolutely loving it, and it definitely helps us put our worries to rest when it's time to go to bed. All you guys have to do to get your discount code is go to helixsleep.com/situation. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life, guys. I am promising you, I love it. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. So there's no risk here,
exactly,
guys.
What is the logic not to try it?
Facts. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. But believe me, guys, you will. Helix is offering Here's the Sitch listeners up to $200 off all mattresses right now for our listeners at helixsleep.com/situation. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/situation for up to $200 off.
Now that right there is a very, very good situation. Back to distractions, okay, honey?
Yes.
I'm going to hit him with a really easy one, drugs and alcohol.
Oh, my God.
It's a huge distraction. Huge distraction. And there's no one or no listener that can listen right now and tell me that it's not a distraction.
Yeah.
It is a huge distraction. Either A, you're experimenting, or B, you eventually be dependent, and then eventually drugs and alcohol maybe, sort of on your priority list, and at that particular time period, that's a situation. Your life will become unmanageable.
If it's on your priority list or the motivation for you to do something, that's where you have to recognize, take a hard look in the mirror and say something's going to have to change.
I also want to know, what are you celebrating so much every single week? I want to know. It's good to celebrate.
Well,
it's a good.
How about this?
It's a good to celebrate your wins.
But
what are you celebrating?
Tell me. If you're celebrating with drugs and alcohol, you're actually doing the opposite of celebrating because you're actually hurting yourself.
Oh my God! Yes.
So why don't you celebrate with like?
Why don't you cake?
I'd rather celebrate with time with the people you care about.
A vacation.
A nice vacation. I was just going to say that.
A vacation.
Go on like a spa retreat and like a beautiful outdoor vacation. Beautiful scenery. Take a bucket list trip.
Celebrate.
That's a celebration.
Do an addition to your house.
Yeah, that's a celebration.
Fix the house.
I don't know.
You want to know what I celebrate? You know what's important? I have a 2-year anniversary coming up with my wife in November. Am I right? Is it November?
Where are we going?
Well,
November 1st, yes.
That would be 2 years that we've been married, and that right there deserves a celebration, guys.
Mm.
Okay? You want to know what else deserves a celebration? I turned 5 years. 5 years. Clean and sober in December. Okay, that is a monster celebration.
It is.
And I will celebrate, and I wear my sobriety on my sleeve like a badge of honor, because if anyone knows or that is listening that is in recovery, you are a warrior. You are on the road less traveled, but it is so much more rewarding to live a life full of integrity, peace, and purpose. That way of living has opened up so many doors for me. It is one of the reasons why we have this podcast. It is one of the reasons why I work for rehabs, speak at high schools, speak at colleges. It is the reason I am the man I am today. I just dropped the mic. I don't know if
you
heard that. I just dropped it. Anyways,
I'm very proud of you.
5 years in December. But it's those things right there that are worth celebrating. Just to go out on a week.
At a 5-year anniversary, like, what would we do to celebrate? We would probably have a celebration.
I would definitely have a big party with all my friends, all my TV friends, all my contacts, all my successful friends. And we would celebrate life.
Exactly. You would make memories spending time with the people you care about.
That would
be the celebration.
We would have the finest of foods.
Yes.
I would tell you that. And at the same time, guys, I don't shun anyone that wants to have a glass of wine. Obviously, I'm best friends with Snooki. She loves wine. Like, you know what I mean? A lot of my friends, you know, love to, you know, drink, and they're able to, you know, sort of, you know, have a drink and put it down. I'm in the class of people, which is all or nothing.
Yeah, and I'm just in the class where I just don't enjoy it, so it just messes me up. I don't ever enjoy it. It's not worth it to me. I react poorly to it, I think.
All right.
Moving on. Next distraction.
Next distraction. Do you want to go, Mrs. Situacion?
I want to go
because I'm ready. I'm ready.
I want to go because I think this is a tricky one. Because really? It matters, but people put too much emphasis on it where they let it distract from their entire happiness in life.
Sex?
Oh, no, that's a great one, but I was not thinking. I was thinking finances.
Yes, yes. Well, obviously, I know...
financial hardship.
I know a lot about finances. I know a lot about money. And my decisions and indecisions in life eventually led me to going to prison for money or mismanagement of money and decisions. Do you agree?
You absolutely did. I just didn't know where you were going.
Wife just rebooted in front of my eyes. Her eyes were like looking across the room. I was wondering because like what was happening.
That's true, but that's not that's not where I was going. I was trying to say financial hardship. When you're going through something that's financially stressful, I think sometimes it becomes bigger than it is by our own creativity in our brain. And it becomes a massive distraction where it starts to take away from your experience in life, your experience with your children and your family. And you kind of get a little bit foggy in your vision.
With everything.
And everything. And you might miss an opportunity where you can fix, easily turn things around and perfect. Fix that solution and take a different job or take a different path or whatever it may be, because
they can't see in front of their face.
I think it's every situation is unique. I'm not trying to put anything, minimize anything, but I'm saying when you're going through something, you have to try to and when you're going through anything hard, medically, financially, personally, professionally, you have to keep in mind that this is temporary and it's going to turn around and it's going to change. All you have to do is continue to put one foot in front of the other, make good decisions, because your past decisions have led you to where you are now.
I agree.
So if you're not happy with where that is, then it's time to do something new.
If one door closes, three more open up. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. This is the first time I thought about it in this perspective, so I'm having a longer time explaining it. But did that make sense, what I said?
It did make sense. A lot of people, if one door, you know, is closed or a lane becomes slow, like work, especially right now, everything is difficult for everyone right now. Okay? You have to look at life is a multi-lane highway. Okay? You know, there's, you know, the mental highway, the physical highway, spiritual highway, personal, professional. So let's just say if your professional highway is sort of slow or to a crawl because things are closed down, it's time to kick it up a notch and get in the gym more. Or just so that you feel so that you feel a little better, so you're able to make better decisions.
Just exactly. Try to propel yourself to better yourself in a different category.
Yes.
So if you're not able to make money right now, maybe improve yourself physically, because that'll help your brain. That'll give you endorphins. That'll keep you positive and being more clear-headed when another opportunity comes that you never normally, if you had your head in the sand or were upset all the time, you wouldn't see it as an opportunity.
If you can't change the situation, let the situation change you.
And guys, that's a lot easier said than done.
It is.
We have together and separately have been through a lot of ups and downs, especially financially, mostly probably financially.
But let them know, honey, that this too shall pass.
Exactly.
And money comes and money goes.
Yeah.
The best way to address problems in your life like we just said, if one lane comes to a crawl, you have to improve in another lane.
Something else.
Yes. And the reason I say exercise, and I always go to exercise, it helps you deal with the stresses of life, depression, anxiety, self-doubt, so that when you come to other decisions in your life, you're able to make them better.
Clearly.
Yeah, clear.
Clear, positive mind.
Exactly. And who's to say if you started to exercise more? Right? That maybe you become a little bit more creative. Mm-hmm. And maybe you start that business. Maybe you come up with a cool idea. Who's to say? There is a way if you're looking.
Yeah.
There are no excuses in life. No one cares about your story until you win.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm getting hyped up because everything. Listen, I've been doubted for many years, and it has taken years of hard work of putting one foot in front of the other. And exactly what I'm preaching right now on this podcast has worked for me. So I get a little excited.
Go back to what your distraction was when you were trying to read my mind and you said it.
Sex?
Yeah. I want to dive into that one.
Yes, sex can be a very huge distraction. First of all, I want to tell you to always implement balance in your life. That is first and foremost. And sex can be a very big distraction because it's a part of life, right? It's a part of relationships. But if too much emphasis on sex and not on... was it
the emotional connection.
It will cause you to probably miss out on the best part of a relationship, I'd have to say. I think I made that mistake early on in my recovery, because I have an addictive personality, and I was immediately addicted to sexuals. I was immediately addicted to sexuals, and my wife, she expressed it to me. At the time, were we girlfriend and boyfriend at the time? I think we were girlfriend and boyfriend. And I eventually made the adjustment after a couple months, right?
Yeah.
A couple months. But I also was addicted to fitness in the beginning of my relationship as well.
Yeah.
Or actually in the beginning of my recovery.
Well, I think...
Which can also be a distraction as well, too.
If, 1,000%.
If you do anything too much...
Excess.
Then it can be a distraction because you're missing out on everything else in life.
You're focusing too much on one thing. And that if you're focusing too much on one thing, there's no way you're giving other important things the time and the attention that they need to grow and be healthy.
There are so many things in life that you have to
juggle.
To juggle. There's
a human being.
I say it all the time. There's fitness. I let me start with faith, fitness, family. And don't forget the finances or Uncle Sam will come get you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that sex is a huge distraction. Huge.
Huge!
Okay, so if you have any prying questions you want to know.
Or topics that you'd like us to speak about.
Yes.
Or feedback that if you take one shower or no shower per day, hit them with the number, honey.
Guys, please call about the showers. We really want to know. And if it is only once a day, please give us your reasoning because I want to understand. The number is 732-898-0414. 732-898-0414.
Also, let us know that if you are one of the people that are driving in the car by yourself with a mask on, I also want to know that too. I'm not going to knock it. I just want to understand it. I like to think of all perspectives. So please, we want to hear your feedback. We're so excited. Our podcast has really tremendously, tremendously grown in the past couple weeks. And we're so excited because we're getting better and better at it. So we're very grateful for you guys. Please don't forget to, what is it? Like, share, and subscribe. Is that what it is, honey?
Yes. Share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on IG at Here's the Sitch Podcast. We love to share motivational and inspirational quotes that speak to us, so we hope that they mean something to you. And we also share references on there. So since we spoke today about all these different memes about wearing masks versus not wearing masks and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to post that mask about... if your nose is outside your mask, it's like wearing underwear with your dick hanging out of it, okay? Yeah. Because I keep seeing these noses exposed, and all I'm seeing is the limp penis hanging over the underwear.
Oh, my God. All right. I just got a visual, and we're going to move on. All right.
No, it's a cartoon. The meme is a cartoon. It's okay. Not a real penis. It's like a black and white cartoon drawing. So it's not gross.
I want to go back to sex being a distraction. Because yes. a lot of our listeners are going to be like,
how?
How? That's a good thing. Like, sex is a necessity.
Oh, well, that's what I want.
It's a necessity. It is.
So sex is absolutely a necessity
for a positive, healthy relationship. It is.
Facts.
It is.
I think, like anything else, it can be over. You can become addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it can become a crutch, and it can become a pressure point topic in your relationship where your one person is addicted to it and the other person is not feeling the emotional connection, and then it's creating an entire discord in your area.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a recovering addict, you know how hard it is when you're going to go through this stage, I feel like, no matter what, where the sex becomes a big thing. Because when you get clean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't experienced it. I've only experienced it on the other side of you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get clean, when you're using drugs, you're not having much sex. If you are...
No, you're right.
If you are, it's not obviously fully real because you're not present. You're numb. You're not feeling the best things. It's just like going through the motions, you know?
It's sometimes a chore.
Yeah. So when you're really using, you probably can't even... But when you get clean and sober, it's like you're a teenager boy, right?
Yes. When you get clean and sober, you are like hyped as fuck and you are ready to go in. And that's where people can get into trouble because they become addicted to sex now. And you always have to bring it back to, okay, I have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have to implement balance. I eventually made adjustments after a couple months. And also people need to realize things like that can, and we spoke about this in the beginning of the first couple episodes that we had of Here's the Sitch podcast about massage parlors.
Yeah.
Nothing against massage therapists.
No, we love massages.
We love massages.
I think some of that was taken a little the wrong way but go ahead.
No, I'm saying that, if someone has an addictive personality,
yes.
I'm giving you sort of a scenario of what could happen. If they have an addictive personality and they show up to a massage therapist, one thing can lead to another, and you're going to want to continue to go to a massage parlor. Now you're on Backpage.com looking for the risky massage parlors that give the happy endings that even go even further, and it just escalates just from that one encounter. I'm just trying to say that if you have an addictive personality, you have to call a spade a spade and either A, do your research and go to a really legitimate place.
Yes.
Because obviously massage...
There's plenty of legitimate places, as there are also... It's like good and bad. It's good and evil.
Yes.
You know, there's plenty of people that are sober at meetings, and there's plenty of meetings where there's a lot of people that are not sober.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of similar with the with any kind of business or anything. You could find people doing it the right way and the professional way. And Mike and I both love to get massages. We get massages often and together, and we've just are speaking our own experience because there are happy endings out there.
That's like you would whoever's listening like. It's a damn lie if you say there are no happy endings.
And I mean,
there are actually web pages dedicated to that. So, all right, fine. We're getting off track.
But episode 2, if you want to hear more information on that, because I don't think we ever misspoke in what we were saying. I think it got misconstrued by a lot of people. So I wanted to just bring your attention to episode 2 of Here's the Sitch. If you want to hear more about the massage parlor situation, head over to that episode, take a listen, and then you can call in at our phone number and leave us a voicemail about what you thought about it.
All right, honey, wrap up this situation, no pun intended, about the sex, honey. Distraction.
So, I think...
Did you get my joke of wrap it up?
Oh, I didn't get your joke.
She didn't get it, guys.
I'm married.
I didn't wrap it up.
No, I just think it could be something that can really strengthen a relationship when you are doing it the right way, respecting each other, having really healthy conversations about sex, and having sex often enough where it's a positive feeling and release to you. However, not making it a chore, not, using it as a distraction, not using it as a crutch, as a release that is a necessity, or you're not going to feel good. You know, you have to be in the moment and enjoy it with that person. And I think you kind of summed it all up in the sense of the addictive personality type thing.
Letting anything sort of, you know, run your life is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
You know, especially sex.
I think a lot of it, though, is like right now, I feel like our current climate, of course, there are people that are sex addicts, but I think a bigger thing that we have not spoke about is porn.
Mm-hmm. And what would you, and where you want to dive into the whole porn rabbit
hole
tonight?
I think that can be a big distraction.
Are you talking about porn ruin? Do you know what porn ruin is? You don't know what porn ruin is?
No, but I can imagine.
Okay. You can't enjoy
sex in real life because you're living in a fantasy world. It's not real.
Wow, very good guess, Mrs. Situacion, for the win. That's why I've never been into lots of that. Men can watch so much porn and have sort of unrealistic expectations in their own relationships, which will cause, you know, failure and, something.
Yeah, actually, there's a whole episode on this on the Goop Lab on Netflix where they talk about women and their orgasms and how men are so trained for women to have these over the top insane like orgasms and they even show a woman pleasure herself and show what a real orgasm sounds like.
Well, that would be another time, guys, but listen, we don't like to.
And there's a lot of distractions.
There's
endless distractions. This was really just the tip.
Very true.
Of the distraction list. If you guys want to hear more about how we navigate distractions, call in. Let us know.
Food can be a distraction.
Oh, facts.
Anything that runs your life, anything too much of, can be a distraction.
Food, everything in moderation.
The opposite sex. Anything that's going to take you away from
work.
Work, you're saying, can be a distraction? Being too much?
1,000%. I don't know.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to think about that. I'm going to have to think about it.
1,000%. There are lots of workaholics that
I guess.
And you can use it as an escape to escape whatever's happening at home if you're not happy. Fine. You could definitely use it as a distraction, good and bad. And the main point of a distraction, though, I think, not the point, but the reason why you want to make sure you're recognizing that it's a distraction and solving it is that you're missing out in your experience in life because you're caught up in these things that are distractions that don't matter.
All right, fine. So pretty much, guys, the moral of the story is if you don't implement balance in life, then you're pretty much screwed. You're missing out on life. I'm just going to let you know right now. Because now that I thought about it, Mrs. Situacion is correct. If you do too much of work, guess what, guys? You're going to miss out on home life.
You're hurting
and you're
your
eventually your wife or your husband will divorce you because you spend too much time at work. Mm-hmm. And you need to implement balance with faith, family, fitness, finances, and food, obviously.
Guys, life is, we're just all clowns trying to juggle everything.
Oh,
right now,
very,
okay?
very
That's
cool.
That's what's happening in life right
awesome. Now, we killed it in the game today, Mrs. Situation, but we don't like to finish any of our podcasts without a inspirational quote, what it means to us and how you can apply it in today. And since I love quotes so much and I live by them, I'm going to hit you with, if you can stay positive in a negative situation, you win. That quote right there pretty much explains our podcast, what we've just been talking about for almost 45 minutes. And it's straight facts, guys.
I feel like that's one of your core quotes at your soul.
It's what we live by.
It's what we live by, but it's really what you lead our family with and how you've navigated through the past 5 years of your life.
Unbelievable.
From recovery start to finish and all the challenges and trials and adversity, you've continued to remain positive and be that positive light no matter what was happening on the outside.
1,000%. I couldn't be prouder of us as we have led by example as a family. And that quote means so much to me because we have faced addiction. We have faced prison, we have faced poverty, you know, ups and downs, And we stayed positive in a negative situation. And at the end of the day, you win. It's all about how well you walk through the fire. Learn to dance in the rain.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I know I did.
Phone number is 732-898-0414. Send us a message. We would love to hear from you guys.
Until next time, guys. I'm Mike.
And I'm Lawrence.
And you're listening to Here's the Sitch. Until next time, guys.